We interrupt your normal Broken Pencil Booking Company pro wrestling podcast and radio show infused with hip hop to bring you this special edition of a twisted reality, alternate reality, extra content, if you will, bonus footage.
We just out here doing cool shit. Let's not even put too much flex on it. We just doing some cool shit that we've done before. We've improved on the original idea, and now we out here in these streets.
I am Wood.
May Daily. With organic, farm to table, localized, neuralized, sterilized, available on Amazon, shipped worldwide, not available on Sundays, but now available on thebeastradio.com. True. Broken indeed. Pencil logic. You stay classy, internet. I'm Suave Burgundy.
Yeah, man. So, let me set the table here for you and for everybody listening out here in whatever land.
For the pencil pushers in attendance and the people that they gonna get to be in attendance for the next one.
Pimps, players, hustlers, ballers, shot callers, all of us.
Hustlers, pimps, and thugs.
Let me ask you a question. You hear, again, this is not factual or truth at all. This is a hypothetical. Don't get your panties in a bunch before what I'm about to say.
What?
Suppose Vince McMahon decided that the WWE was up for sale and it went on the market and was picked up immediately. Or better yet, not even for sale. The WWE folds immediately. All talent just roaches in a trap house at 9 p.m.
Good God. Roaches in a trap house?
At 9 p.m.
I feel like we're going a little too far. We're going a little too far with that. Just maybe.
You have $50 million at your disposal, and you run and start a wrestling company.
$50 million. So I'm Tony Khan.
Nah, Tony Khan got...
I know Tony Khan got a bigger bag than that, but basically, I mean, I'm the equivalent of Tony Khan.
Tony Khan is over here with the primetime players. He got millions of dollars.
I'm a statistician with disposable income. I'm Tony Khan.
There you go. There you go.
I like that. That's how I go.
I'm also of the same caliber where I have disposable income to the ump power.
Okay.
Fuck it.
So basically we playing like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah. Yeah, we... That would be a good one. Brewster's
Millions. Yeah.
Shout out
to the money.
So we can take $3 million and walk away. Or we can spend $30 million and make $300 million. But we got to do it in 30 days and not have nothing left at the end of 30 days. Otherwise, we lose it all.
Now, remember Brewster's Millions? He couldn't make any money.
That's the thing. They gave him $30 million. He had to spend $30 million in 30 days.
And couldn't have shit to show for it.
And couldn't have shit to show for it when the 30 days was up. He had to spend it all.
Do you know how much debauchery I could get into with those rules?
Hey, Amazon would be gifting a lot of people. I'll be filling wish lists like a mug.
but I'm gonna find the whole loophole to that shit. Like, I can't have anything to show for it, but I have other people that can have things to show for it. We're gonna buy a city block and I'm just gonna gift it to some people.
I'm just gonna sit on my first day is gonna be sitting on a crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe. I'm gonna find the most worthless causes to give money to.
Hell no. I know there's plenty of people that are really cool with me that have worthless causes, air quotes, that I can give to. I'm not finna go online looking for nobody.
One of my partners, he actually had a GoFundMe set up to buy himself a bag of cookies and a half a gallon of chocolate milk. $10 and he raised $30.
For that reason, I will fucking deactivate social media. You won't get none of that out of me. Like, for the whole 30 days, like, I'm just canceling all my accounts. You will not be able to reach me via social media whatsoever.
With that said, we have a disposable income where we can play around, and we also have the ability to start wrestling organizations.
Straight like that.
So, you and I, we're going to build our territories. How do we build these territories?
Draft style, fam.
Ooh, I like it.
For those of you who are up on the game and you pencil pushers and you indoctrinated in this thing that we call broken pencil logic and broken pencil knowledge, you know we've been here before. Episode 15, we just coming back with a whole new presentation on the game.
This time around, it is not limited to just one company while we build, you know, brands for their shows. Oh, no, no, no.
Righteous.
This time around, we're actually building our own companies from the talent pool that is, and we're starting low. So we only have per person, per company, per brand, 15 men, 10 women, 5 tag teams. Do you want to throw 5 cruisers in there too, or are they part of the 15 men?
You got to include them with the 15 or stretch it to 20, because it's hard to have a cruiserweight division with just 5 people.
All right, 20 men, 10 women. That's how this goes.
And yeah, I mean, if you want to include some cruiserweights,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I do. I would like to have a cruiserweight division. I would like to, so.
Then again, I mean, you run your company the way you want to. You don't have the weight division if you don't want to.
That's very true. You can do all things. Okay, you know what? Okay, back to 15.
Grass and strengthens you.
No. Back to 15. So we'll do 15. And you build your company how you want to.
Okay. I will comply with those rules.
Now, I will be more than gracious. Not only do you get the first pick, because I'm not gonna flip a coin. I'm not gonna just give you the first pick. I'm also gonna let you name your company.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
And you can do that first.
So for the newly formed Political Status Championship Wrestling. Yeah.
PSCW in this bitch.
PSCW, you bitch. For the newly formed Political Status Championship Wrestling, I will select with my first number one overall pick, I will take Roman Reigns.
Ooh. Great pick. A Thank name. You, sir. He's a household name. Keeping it funky, keeping it Fatu. This is.
I see what you did there.
this is the first pick for the newly formed Extreme Wrestling Authority, XWA, if you will.
Okay.
From the Isle of Samoa, the Samoan Werewolf, Jacob Fatu.
That's a hell of a pick.
That is your current MLW World Heavyweight Champion. Don't know how we're going to explain this one, but yeah, he's home at XWA now.
That is a hell of a pick. I'm rather impressed.
You've drafted Roman Reigns as number one. I've drafted his cousin, the Samoan Werewolf, Jacob Fatu.
It's a slick first pick. That's a sleeper. I like that.
And let's go on for our second pick, sir. On you.
Second pick, I am taking Bray Wyatt.
Ooh, Bray Wyatt for your second pick.
Modern day Mick Foley.
I'm going to go
the many faces of Fiend.
I have high hope for this man because of his age and because of what he brings to the table.
Right on.
My number two pick.
Who you got?
The original bro, Matt Riddle.
Good job. That's a nice pick. I like it. I like that pick. That's solid. Third pick for me. I feel like I'm going to shake things up a little bit. You need some proper representation on a certain side of the board. Going with MJF.
Ooh, the best on the mic right now.
I need strong promos in Political Status Championship Wrestling. The booking will be excellent, but you got to be able to carry your part.
If you're going to build a strong card at the top, you got to have rivalries that will last, and you can create a blood feud with this. Coming out of a very early retirement, live from Twitch, whoa. Miro, aka Rusev.
It's Rusev Day. Okay. Extreme Authority. I see what you got going on.
Yeah, man.
I really, you know what? This is going to be a different territory than what you're used to seeing on television. We're stacking up heels. We can always make faces, but we're stacking heels around here. Give me Randall Keith Orton.
Oh man, he's one of the best right now.
I had no plans on him being around at pick four. I figured that would have been your number one or two.
I had to go. I couldn't go all WWE. Like you'll see. I'm building the IWC's fanboy territory, and it's not just full of fanboy talent. It's full of just real, like, authentic. Like, for instance, my next pick. You ready?
Go ahead.
You want something different on the other side of the table? I'm going to bring something different to my side of the table. Let's go with the best talker on the indies right now. He's been one of the key talkers over the last 15 years.
Uh-huh.
One of the best, if not my number one, to never make it to the E. Jay Lethal.
Good job. I knew he was going to get picked by you. I just didn't know when. And I wasn't really going to try to steal him per se, but that's a good look. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I think of this particular individual in such high regard for his in-ring work that it's going to shock people when I take him with this top five pick. You might have known him as Neville, but now we know him as Pac.
I swear he was my next pick. The bastard Pac.
Play ambitions as a rod around you, bitch.
We playing dirty. Oh, man.
I won't deny you. I'm a straight rider. Straight like that.
This is going to... Pac. All right. So you're playing dirty? And I like it.
Not dirty.
We're building territories that's going to compete, and we wish that these cats will be able to hop in the ring together. But unfortunately, we're going to be on different sides of the country. So you know,
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Like, number one, we can absolutely work out a working relationship to get all of our talent, you know, working
something that has never been successfully done before.
Talent share, but I'm also working without a net this time. I'm going off what I think right now at the moment. I do not have a draft pool. I just think of who makes sense.
Well, here's someone who makes sense for me.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons.
Alright.
Coming off of one of the best runs ever for someone who's got more than 15 years and still in the middle of just great work right now. Currently being flanked by WWE Hall of Famer Big Brother Jake the Snake Roberts, because bitch Texas, Lance Archer is my number good five
job.
Pick.
I like that pick. Good job. Pencil pusher extraordinaire.
Yes, indeed he is. Now he's extreme. He's an extreme wrestling authority figurehead is what he is.
I like that. With the number six pick, now is where it starts to get real. I'm looking around, I'm surveying, I'm thinking, like, who needs to be on my television? And, I just thought of somebody, but that's not who I'm taking here. I'm gonna take the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Good job. Very good job. He's in a very high power position right now, and he could use a refresher. I'm gonna open up a little bit more roster for you with this pick I'm gonna have.
Okay.
We remember him in such high regard, and up till about 3 years ago, he was probably in the top two or three. Actually, I say top three to five in our watching experience that's being pleasurable.
Okay.
We gonna get him back to that. My number six pick, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Bruh, that was my next pick. Dead ass. I had it typed on my list. That was my guy. You some of a bitch.
Hey, it happens. Let's go.
That's all right. I'll be able to borrow him for a talent share. So since you taking somebody from the Orient with my number seven pick.
Not the Orient.
I'll take Okada. That's how I'll make
Kaz Okada. I'm looking at his name. I'm like, do I want to pick him? No, I think he's better fit for your organization, to be honest with you.
I was gonna take them both. That way I could have made them a tag team, then they split out into a blood feud. And I would have completely done the stereotypical booking for them as far as they'll be involved in a lot of stuff together.
Blood feuds make for strange bedfellows. My number seven pick. the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Good job, because I was certainly thinking of going that route since I, you know, but I missed out on Nakamura. So you guys got shit, you know.
It's history popping off over here.
I can dig it. All right. Let me think. Who have I seen on television that has impressed me as of late? The answer might be no one. It's been a lot of rough TV as of late. I'm not going to lie to
you.
Hey,
it's a lot of people on TV that ain't going to make it to this to our programming.
This is factual. This is factual. Who makes sense right here? I got Roman. I got Bray Wyatt. I got MJF. I got Randy Orton. I got Pac. I got Cody Rhodes. I got Okada. You know what? I will take Keith Lee.
That was my next pick. That's how this works. That was my next pick.
Now, hold on. Before we go forward, would you like to make a trade?
I would not.
Really?
I would not. I'm gonna let you make it.
I'm just saying, I would happily trade you Keith Lee for Shinsuke Nakamura.
Straight up. Nah.
I trade you straight up for him. No extras, no picks to be considered later. Keith Lee for Shinsuke Nakamura, straight up.
Not right now.
What you mean not right now? This is the best time.
It's fresh
on your mind.
Nah, man, because I didn't second guess when I pulled Shinsuke out the hat. So you about to pull the Yakuza out with Okada and Shinsuke. It ain't gonna be on my watch, fam. I ain't gonna cater to that.
First of all, I don't think I'll get enough people to actually assemble the Yakuza this time. Especially not when I only have 15 slots. Like, that's a lot. You gotta have some type of direction around here.
I'm good,
offers on the table just in case.
I'm good on that. Although I have an alternative for a tag team with him, I think I'm good on Keith Lee.
Okay, but the door's always open. Go ahead. I'm just saying, you gotta be willing to negotiate.
You did make it a little hard on the kid though, but I'll make it work. Number eight from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Part of the Hurt Business, Bobby Lashley.
Damn it. He was certainly on the list.
Not high enough, apparently.
I mean, again, if I'm working without a draft pool and I'm just, you know, on first thought, it sounds disrespectful, but it's really not.
The draft board is crazy.
Yeah. Because the draft board is all of wrestling. So it's like you can do kind of whatever you want. There's one guy I would take right here. I just don't want him to talk. I don't ever want him to speak.
Build him how you want to build him, fam.
I just want him to work matches. I don't want him to speak. So for that reason, I'm not taking him in the top 10. I can't do it. Not with a clear conscience. You know what? Who makes sense right here? See, this is the problem about not really having a draft pool. Somebody's listening to this episode like, you idiot! He's still out there! And I'm like, fucking who? But I tell you who I am going to take.
That's everybody in that championship wrestling.
For real. All ICW is like, you fucking idiot. I'm taking Samoa Joe.
Oh, that's a good pick. The reason why he wasn't even in my top 10 is because we don't know his active status. And I don't know.
I would say for the purposes of this, like, we're going to consider everyone active and healthy. But at the same time, Joe also provides me several different options.
There are elements. Yeah, there are definitely elements to his his portfolio of talents.
Because think about this. What if I put Samoa Joe with Keith Lee as the mouthpiece, even though Keith Lee can talk, but we're going to turn Keith Lee into a killer?
Well, speaking of killers, this will be a silent killer on my roster. And even though he does talk and he can talk, his words will be few and far between in XWA.
Okay.
representing SoCal Uncensored, Scorpio Sky.
Fantastic pick.
That man is doing great work right now. He deserves so much more, but he's doing a good job where he's at right now in AEW. That's for sure.
That is a fantastic choice. I really do like, you know what? I'm going to open an extra tab and I'm going to start playing behind the eight ball.
You should see my draft board over here. It's going nuts.
Like, I'm out here just working through osmosis. All right. Pause for station identification. I really am pulling up a...
Oh, you should.
So you go back there, hit that. Plus, I know all these laptop clicks are picking up in the microphone.
Oh, it's all good.
Superstars.
You know, while you're over there working... It's a damn shame how this campaign that happened a couple of months ago, not that it's not deserving for these people to be unemployed right now, but so many great talents got pulled off of our draft board simply because they 86 themselves in the present or in the past in terms of trying to misbehave with the fairer sex.
That's that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want it if I have to take it, or if it's even alluded to that fact. I want it given to me freely and openly. Tell you what, I know who my next pick is going to be. Drew McIntyre.
Great pick. He was actually going to be my next pick, and because you picked Drew McIntyre, there's only one logical pick for me to take right now.
Who that?
John Moxley.
Good job. I like that. You know what? I'm going to backdoor that with this first pick outside of the top 10, Hangman Adam Page.
That's a great pick. And with Adam Page, I'm going to take one of his former cohorts with the Bullet Club. I'm going to take Adam Cole, baby.
That's a phenomenal pick. I am impressed by what you're doing. I will counter and take an individual that I have a history with on this show. No. The Ring General.
That's a great pick. Great pick. And
I'm pleased with myself right now.
Unfortunately, COVID has taken him off my radar, but it is still a great pick nonetheless.
I mean, it happens sometimes. You know, you just gotta look. Me pulling up this online draft board, looking at these company rosters, really helped regenerate some steam into the picks that I'm making.
Well. Yeah, let me up the ante a little bit. Out of nowhere, I'm literally pulling this one out of my hat and just I'm turning a penny into a rabbit right in front of you. Number 12, Will Ospreay.
Ooh, okay. I see what you're doing, even with his troubles.
Well, he's his troubles aren't substantiated to the point to where it's going to be, well, at least right now.
Just throw a mask on him, you'll be fine. Just throw a fucking mask on him, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It'll be good.
It'll be good.
Don't even worry about it. such good shit. Don't worry about it. I'm starting to get torn because now I'm seeing a couple people that make sense to pick. And I will choose. Did I already take this guy? Now we got some real situations to figure out.
You say the name, I'll tell you if you took him or not.
No. I know I didn't. I typed his name in and now I'm having second thoughts. I'm gonna take Aleister Black.
That's a great pick. I'm not mad at that pick at all. Great worker. Let's see here. I'm going to go completely left. We mentioned the cruiserweights earlier.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to get one. Girl, like, wait a minute.
Well, technically, God did with Ospreay. I mean, he can teeter totter. I mean, he has the size of one. He's just as tall as a heavyweight.
So it probably won't necessarily be cruiserweight. Be more like junior heavyweight.
Yeah, there you go. Because this is this. Oh, funny you should say that. Great segue. His father, one of the greatest junior heavyweights of all time, from Cincinnati, Ohio, Brian Pillman Jr.
Wow, a top 15 pick on Pillman Jr. Okay, I feel better about what I'm going to do then. Kenny Omega.
Now you pick Kenny. Kenny,
because that's the guy I was talking about. I don't want to hear him talk.
Kenny's never getting picked.
but now that we're talking about junior heavyweights and how to stack some things up, now that I got Pac, I got Kenny and Aleister Black, I can kind of put together a junior heavyweight situation, or not even junior heavyweight. I can put together my version of the Intercontinental Championship, like the workhorse title. Okay. And I have guys that can carry that.
Well, here's a guy that can carry this. And
I'm almost certain we're about to pick the same guy.
Go ahead. Well, he's carrying a name right now that he didn't carry before. And in fact, we're going to go back to his original name and make him that again. My number 14 pick, Killer. Don't you dare call me Karrion Kross.
Good job. One of the hottest stars in NXT right now.
On fire.
Big deal. Big deal. Doing big things. So that makes it very easy for me to make this last pick.
Mr. Very Relevant.
He's going to be booked quite well. The roster's 15 deep.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm taking Andrade.
Ooh.
El Idolo.
Yeah, that's a great one there too. This makes my 15 so much harder.
And see, I didn't even cheat the game because I could have just went to the tag team portion and taken him and Garza at the same time.
You could have, but you didn't. And we're coming to the tag teams next.
Yup.
Because
it's tag team time.
Yeah, it's almost time for the tag team division. Let me see.
You got first pick again?
I'll let you decide that, sir. That's how gracious I am.
I don't think you should let me decide it because I'm guaranteeing you that I'm probably going to decide to take the first pick, and that's not fair.
Well, no, I didn't. I'll take the first pick since I gave you the first pick on the men's draft. I will take the first pick of the tag teams.
We'll keep this a gentleman's draft. That means I get first pick of the ladies. Ring the bell for a player.
I see what you did there, and I like it. All right, let's see here. I'm gonna have to do some digging here. Oh man, I'm tripping. This man shocked the world in an era where the world can't even be shocked. So much so that he has not one but two very major belts. Number 15, Evil.
Wow, another Japanese star. That is. I like that. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, we all color over here. You feel me? Like, you know, it's a color wheel, but it's like a full spectrum. You know what I'm talking about?
All color wrestling. ACW.
Yeah.
We all colors ran this bitch. All colors wrestling, young hoe.
All right,
you got last pick of the first round, and then you get first pick of the second round. So first tag team you're taking, I know who this is going to be. I'm just gonna have to live with it.
I want you to tell me who I'm taking, and let me type it real quick.
Wait, now that you say that, it kind of makes me wonder what beverage you may have had today.
Actually, I've had no terps today. The last thing, no alcoholic beverages. I'm sorry, my terps were this morning. So this, I'm talking like 8 o'clock this morning. I've had
You taking Street Profits then?
No, I'm not.
Are you not?
No.
Well, then I know who you're taking.
Who am I taking?
FTR.
Nope, not taking them either.
Wow. Well, shit, let me shut
up
then.
Yeah.
You without your terp game is an unpredictable motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Is this
I'm doing a podcast with Mystical.
Hey. Get him out of me!
That's fucking hilarious. Don't throw some Mystical in there in the background for the people listening right now.
Now, talk about the King of Me Too. No, we will not put Mystical. No shine for that guy.
Oh man, bro.
My number one pick for the tag team, man. These guys got done so dirty that you forgot about them. I'm gonna make them famous again. Machine Gun Anderson.
Good Brothers, you.
Luke Gallows. The Good Brothers, sir. Those are my number one picks. They deserve it. They deserve so much better. The Good Brothers are my number one pick. They will head the tag team division over here in XWA. What you got?
That's super cool. I'm going to take FTR.
Then I'm going to take Street Profits.
I like that. I'm going to take the Usos.
And I'm going to take the New Day.
That is... Wow. I'm not hurt by any of this. I'm just kind of shocked at some of your picks.
This is so great. Keep it going.
Taking the Briscoes.
You're taking the Briscoes? Oh, dog, not them boys. You know how I feel about the boys, fam.
That's why I figured they would have been a top three pick for you.
Nah. With one of them hurt right now, it's kind of hard for me to go.
Again, you have to think about these guys as absolutely healthy.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
And active.
I get it. And just because absence makes the heart grow fonder, I'm going to go with Cerro Miedo.
Son of a
bitch. The Lucha Brothers.
They were absolutely on my list. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I had them on my list.
I got an honorable mention that can't make either anybody's list here in a minute, but I'm going to tell you, like, if they can make my list, this will actually absolutely make my tag team division. Go ahead.
I can dig it. Let's see. Tag team. I got FTR. I got the Briscoes. I got the Usos. What else do I need for my tag division? You know what? I'm going to reform a tag team.
Okay.
DIY.
Very nice. Very, very nice. A legitimate tag team, formidable individual wrestlers.
I can save some mileage on Ciampa by having them work tag teams. They always have their dynamic that, you know, we can always go back to. But they are an incredible tag team. You got to have somebody that can get some sympathy.
While you're reforming tag teams, I'm going to maintain a tag team and reform a faction here in XWA. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, I thought about doing it and I wasn't going to be no hoe. I wasn't about to hoe you like that.
I would have been stupid to not do that in this one.
Yeah, I just, you know, I could have hoed you and just taken Red Dragon here. And I would have called them Red Dragon again and let you figure out what you were going to let him call by himself. But gracious.
Oh, that would have been dirty.
Yeah, I could have been dirty, filthy, completely out of the game.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah, you would have single-handedly, just from a draft, put Adam Cole as the loner and buried him. He would have been by himself, burying himself.
Right. You probably had him doing job matches like Barry Horowitz.
Patting himself on the back.
Patting himself on the back and shit. Like, nah, I ain't going to let my boy go out like that. That's disrespectful. Last tag team for me in the number five spot. It's going to catch a couple people off guard. But again, we're considering everyone healthy and active. Give me the Authors of Pain.
AOP. Great, great pick. Great pick. You're doing a great job of bringing people back that from memory.
Hey, man, look. I'm functioning and looking at these rosters and I'm looking at tag teams that are functional, moving around, doing their thing. Who makes sense? I'm really surprised. No bullshit.
Young Bucks?
The Young Bucks completely undrafted as a tag team. But then again, knowing how we watch wrestling, I can see how that happens.
Nothing against the guys. It's just that, like, I'm good.
I am kind of good on it. I don't really need it. I'm straight. I mean, because here's the thing. If I wanted that, I would have absolutely gone higher on the Lucha Brothers and I would have got them and my version. I like the Lucha Brothers better than I like the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, unpopular opinion probably, I feel like the Motor City Machine Guns are the forefathers of that style and they're better at it.
The only reason I did not take Motor City Machine Guns is because New Day was still on the table. Well, that too, but New Day was still on the table.
Like Chris, I want Chris Sabin to do something different with whatever's going on in his head. LAX has been undrafted, so proud or proud and powerful, whichever one you subscribe to.
So funny you should mention that. The honorable mentions that I had were Homicide and Hernandez.
Oh, super mix.
So if they had been available, I would have picked Homicide and Hernandez and PNP just to reform all forms of the LAX.
Butcher and Blade undrafted.
Eh, whatever.
Best Friends undrafted. You know I wasn't going nowhere near that shit. Yeah. Dark Order undrafted.
Hybrid was undrafted.
Who?
Hybrid. That's who them lime green fuckers? Angelico and Jack Evans.
Yeah. Okay. You know how long it's been since we've seen them on television?
It's pre-COVID, probably pre-2020.
Might be. I don't even remember. Let's see. Who else did I not draft? Well, who else went undrafted as I'm looking through these rosters and looking for tag team competitors? The Bar could have been taken.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't even think about The Bar. But yeah, they could have been taken as a tag team.
Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
Very, very formidable.
The Viking Raiders. Most of us we're fucking up.
Well, no, we're not. They're fucking up.
Or War Machine.
War Raiders or War Machine in the building, they get drafted. Viking Raiders,
whatever they are at your house. The Lucha House Party went undrafted.
Yeah, I'm not. I got Lucha Brothers. I'm good. I'm not taking.
Here's one that's really good that went undrafted. And it would have been really good as a tag team because they've worked together before. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, and they're real friends. So that you're absolutely right. That would have been a good one to have on the draft board. Maybe, I mean, they can walk on as free agents. I mean, they can plead their cases and get signed.
The Hype Bros went undrafted.
Yeah.
Heavy Machinery went undrafted.
Even the Edgeheads went undrafted.
I do kind of feel like, yeah, if I was going to take anybody other than AOP at that five spot, it probably would have been War Machine.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, things happen.
All right, man. Let's kick off these women here.
Yeah, this is where it gets difficult because there are a lot of people that I see a whole lot of upside for. I'm going to keep it 1,000. I'm taking Bianca Belair.
I hate your life right now.
Yeah, well, now I have more negotiating leverage when it's time to bring Street Profits.
Yeah, well, Bianca Belair, I mean, they hopefully don't split up.
God forbid. Blessings on your union.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to be talent swapping. Everything will be fine. Don't even worry about it. But I want to build a different type of champion.
No doubt. This woman here was actually picking up a lot of steam prior to COVID and all the nonsense that was taking place. This would be a good woman to build a roster around. Thunder Rosa.
Okay. I see what you got popping, son. I will take Asuka.
Wow. I'm taking Awesome Kong.
Good job. Good job. Fantastic. I wish I could reach back in the time machine and get somebody, but you know, she's no longer a full-time competitor. So
who would that be? Give honorable mention.
Gail Kim.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, she probably would have been top of the list for somebody if she were still active.
Right. Let's see. I'm going to go got Asuka, got Bianca Belair. Are we okay? Random side question. Pregnancy aside, is Becky Lynch a draftable talent, or are we just gonna respect motherhood?
Privacy
that's
aside.
It's a horrible way to pose that question, but
pregnancy aside, why wouldn't she be?
Oh, all I'm saying is, like, are we gonna ignore the fact that she is with child and then will be a mother going forward, or we're just gonna pretend like this is complete fantasy?
I mean, this is complete fantasy, and she's technically still on a roster. So pregnancy aside, she's on Raw every week alongside her husband.
All right, Becky Lynch it up then.
Not a bad pick. Not mad at it. I'm going with Shayna Baszler.
Good job. Going Ronda Rousey.
Well, hold on now. What's the rules on activity?
I mean,
we haven't seen her in over a year.
You ain't seen Lesnar in almost a year.
Lesnar didn't get drafted either.
I mean, Lesnar was on TV in April.
So right, I'll say that's April. He's only been off TV 4 months, but we're talking about a year and 4 months, or a year and 3 months. Oh, year and 4 months for Rousey. I'm gonna have to veto that one, man. I'm gonna say you can't draft Rousey.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because.
Well, part of it's due to injury, though.
Is it?
You remember she was out shooting and damn near cut her finger off?
And she's also been shooting off at the mic, too.
I mean, you only need your thumbs to do that.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Ronda Rousey.
Hit the bell one time for your boy. I'm saying.
That did it.
Show some love.
That did it. All right.
God damn it. Put your hands together and show your love.
All right, give me yours real quick on your women.
Bianca Belair, Asuka, Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey.
Okay. I'm going to go with, hold please. What is this woman's real name?
you need a government name?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Because she's not going by her other name anymore, and it's been about a year since I've seen her, but I do know she's still active. She's also nursing injuries, so saying that she's 100% healthy, we're bringing home Tennille Dashwood, formerly Emma.
Oh wow, solid and unexpected pick. That puts me in a bit of a pickle. Pause. I'm gonna take. And this is a totally unexpected because I'm scrolling and I'm seeing people that are jumping out at me. There's going to be a bunch of honorable mentions, and it's kind of messed up that we're only taking five.
No, we're taking 10.
We're taking 10 women?
Yeah, we're taking 10.
I'll turn the fuck up then. Yeah, hit the motherfucking bell. Hit the bell and the applause. I'll take...
I mean the air horn on this one. Bon Bon Ting.
I take Naomi.
Good one. Good pick.
I'm probably gonna regret it after your next pick. I probably could have waited.
Nah, this is not gonna hurt you. It's not gonna hurt you as much as you think it might. It's not.
Okay.
I would dare say it's a parallel pick.
Okay, what you got?
I'm taking Mrs. Cedric Alexander, Ariel Hall, also known as Big Swole.
Wow, did not see that one coming. Okay, I will, and for my number six pick, I'll take Zelina Vega.
Such an underrated talent, man.
Such an underrated talent. God, so now I get a manager that, I get an in-ring competitor, I get a manager for Andrade, and I also have Aleister Black's wife on the roster, so everybody's happy.
And if you really want to dig deep, you have a sympathetic babyface story in your back pocket with her father. God bless
that part. So there are many different levels to this.
There
I'm actually
definitely
pleased
many.
I can pull this off.
Man, good one.
Thank you, sir.
Let me see here. There was somebody that I had in mind. Oh, I know who it was. Let me pull this out the way here.
This is a couple people that should not still be on the board, but they are.
And that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, we doing this shit. It's Political Status Championship Wrestling, bitch.
No. It's Extreme Wrestling Authority.
Don't start this beefing now. I'm just telling you how we gonna sign off when we get lead, when the show goes off.
I've been catching.
Tune in next week. It's Political Status Championship Wrestling, bitch.
I've been catching wind of this woman for about 6 to 8 weeks now, since my ban has been lifted on Impact.
Uh-oh.
And Suave has been smitten by her performances. I'm going to take her because she's worthy. I'm taking Kiera Hogan.
Wow. Good job. Good job. I'm going to take... you know what? I'm just going to stop playing, even though I don't like the way she's booked. I certainly know that I have to have a depth of talent, and certain things just have to happen on this brand. Charlotte Flair.
Funny you should take a horsewoman. So I'm going
to
take
one. I knew
you
were about to do this.
I'm going to take one, too. Tessa Blanchard.
Shit. Because you knew what I was finna do. But it's cool. We can do a cross. We can do a cross promotional.
We can definitely do that.
Yeah, we can do good business on that. Super Clash ran this bitch. Yeah,
and we can pull the. Yeah. We can literally pull the booking out of a hat because who wins? The fans.
You know, and that's what we're about at these two companies. We're about the fans winning. Give me. Well, hell, if we're collecting horsewomen while she's still out there, give me Bayley.
Nice. Very, very nice. That leaves me to leave Sasha Banks on the table. And this is the executive in me. Let's leave her on the table. But I'll tell you this, though. I really like this woman's work. And I really hope the best for her when she comes back. And I hope she does the work in the ring to make her super polished when she comes back. Because I did like what I saw before she left. I'm bringing home Chris Statlander. She's now Extreme.
Okay, I like it. Well, hell, let's see. I might as well get the four I can get. Give me Sasha Banks. I really wasn't gonna go overboard. I didn't want Belair and Sasha Banks on the same brand.
I mean, that's a blood feud built in.
But it's also a money match if they don't see each other. Like if they just stay far away from each other, which I'll book it to where they don't interact very much. When they do come together, it makes a lot more sense.
I mean, I could even help you. Like whenever they come to visit over here at Extreme, I could put one at the top of the card, one at the bottom of the card, and make sure they never even cross paths in the aisle going back to back and forth to the ring in the dressing room.
They're not gonna see it for that. That's not how we do things here. So we got Belair, Naomi, Sasha Banks. I can put together a pretty decent faction of color. And yeah, I mean they can get together and break up and do whatever else. But I really wanted the lightning rod known as Tessa Blanchard. But you can deal with trying to book and when she stands you up with the title and for $300,000, then we'll do that.
Because you piece of shit.
Why am I a piece of shit? Because I'm telling you the truth.
You was about to sign her first. You mad because I didn't.
I was, but I'm totally okay with having a train wreck. She ain't going to be the champion.
Who said anything about being a champion? She wasn't drafted first. She was drafted seventh.
How long you think she going to stay if she ain't champ? How long you think she really going to stay if she ain't champ? Charlotte Flair was drafted at seven, and I know she ain't going to go too long without wanting to be the champ.
Man, I'm not gonna sit here all day to argue about what could be because of what somebody did in their past. It's about their futures, fam.
I'm saying, the future is looking foggy.
My future is looking bright. Number nine, I'm picking Rhea Ripley.
That's a good pick. I probably should have taken her much higher. I don't know. I just what the fuck,
man. What's wrong with this guy here? What's wrong with this man?
I really should have. I probably should have taken her where I took Charlotte, but I was like, you know what? I was trying to ignore the fact. No, fuck it. You just got to take talent. Like, that name is synonymous. I need that on television. Actually, you know what? I don't know anybody that I would really kick to the curb for Rhea Ripley right here. Maybe. only because of the way she's been presented on television, maybe Naomi, but I got strong shit going on over here.
Yeah, plus, I mean,
you can't cast away one half of the Usos.
Our rosters are solid, man.
Final slot, this is a really good pick because it adds another level of diversity and it makes someone on my talent roster also happy. I'm going to take Mia Yim.
Ooh, you brought the couple home. Look at you trying to make babies and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
No. Not trying to make babies. I'm trying to have happy members of my roster.
That's what I said. Make babies.
No. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
You sure about that?
I tell you what. If a couple decides to get pregnant, you guys can share one income.
There's that.
Don't fucking play with my bookie.
A shrewd executive. That's how you know this man only has one child.
You fuck around, go to super jail trying to impose some shit like, you know how bad the lawsuit would be if I was like, look, if you guys get pregnant, you share one income, decide which one of you wants to work and which one's gonna stay home.
Oh man, I've seen some really stupid litigation the last couple days on just a bunch of different things. That one would be right up there with the other crap that I've seen.
Look, I trust them. None of them are pregnant now, and these are couples that have been established for a while. No one's pregnant. It's only really happened with one, and I only have one of those people on my roster. The other guy's undrafted, which is, I think it has more to do with what we think about him personally as opposed to, like, you know, his in-ring ability.
Right.
Yeah, he's super talented.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. But there's also one who's even more talented than that. Than his off camera decisions have led us to not even speak about his name.
Who that is?
You know the unmentionable. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Oh, that guy. Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, FTG. That said, my number 10 pick.
There's a couple people like that because you. Right.
Historically, the guy, the guy. One.
Oh well, yeah.
My number 10 pick.
V1, yeah.
Yeah, V1. My number 10 pick from Garland, Texas.
Ah.
Because, bitch, Texas. Ember Moon. I will gladly add her to my roster here at Extreme. I like that.
That's a solid, that's a stout pick.
Yeah, man. We got some dope ass. Right? This, I'm more excited looking at these rosters, hoping that we actually can go to TV with these. No, it will never happen, man. All right, so give me one. If you could pick one more male wrestler, just off the record, one more male wrestler for your roster that you didn't pick, who would it be?
As I'm scrolling, nobody's jumping off the page just yet. It'll probably be like Lesnar. I probably really would take Lesnar, and just, he wouldn't have to hold a championship, but he would kind of have that same.
He'd be like, same kind of like Andre the Giant, or the way that Orton's been booked the last 2 years.
He'd definitely be an attraction.
Yeah.
But let me keep looking, make sure I didn't miss anybody.
Mine would be Nick Aldis.
That's a solid pick. Yeah, I take Lesnar. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we got our 15 men. We've got 10 women. We've got 5 tag teams. Let's pick a commissioner. The commissioner can be a former talent. It could be someone who's currently active that is actually not wrestling due to injury. He can even be a former commissioner if you want him to be. But someone who's going to be on TV night in and night out. Yeah, no, at least once a week, being your on-screen figurehead for matchmaking. I got a good one for Extreme. Am I shoot your shot. I guess I'm picking. Yeah, I'm looking at the draft. I guess I am picking. My commissioner is going to start off every interaction with the same two words.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo. My commissioner is the great Scott Hall.
That's fucking crazy.
Who that you got, man?
Is crazy. You know what? I will take. Let me look, make sure I'm not missing anybody. My commissioner, I'm gonna take CM Punk.
Nice choice. Yeah. Nice choice. If we're talking about
to bring him on as Phil Brooks, Commissioner Phil Brooks.
We're talking about the most dangerous two people to have live microphones.
I want must-see television. I want all type of shots fired at all times. All
right. So since you say that, we get to also pick a legend, someone who doesn't regularly appear on TV, who will come in to pop a rating.
Okay.
And I believe this is your pick, sir.
I'll take The Rock.
Great choice. Off of the heels of arguably the greatest Dark Side of the Ring that we've seen, we can't have Extreme without having one person from Extreme.
That's why I left that for you, because if you're gonna go by Extreme, I had to alley-oop you that one.
Pencil Pusher and the devout hater of dumb shit, New Jack, is going to be my legend to pop a rating.
I like that. That's pretty solid.
All right, so two-man commentary team. And also an in-ring reporter. This came back around to me for the first pick. Curveball. This man has missed every list on both of our rosters, and I'm so surprised that he got this far. I'm going with my color man first. My commissioner. My color man for my commentary team, Paul Heyman.
Okay. I see what you're doing. I'm going to take Mauro Ranallo.
The greatest man on the microphone to call. He's outside of Joey Styles, probably the only person that could call a 3-hour pay-per-view by himself.
Yeah, it's pretty fire. Yeah, I'm going to take Mauro. And how deep is your commentary team going to be? Two or three?
You tell me, because we can go three. I only had two in mind, but we can go three. My
do whatever feels good to you. Pause.
My lead commentator. You know, we can do three, because I like to have a professional element there too. My lead commentator is going to be Tony Schiavone.
Okay, I see what you're doing. Here's the thing. I know what I want it to sound like, but I know if this was real life, this probably would not happen.
This is real life. This is like...
No. When I say it, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Oh, shit.
I know where you're going. I want JBL.
Oh, okay.
I want Mauro and JBL, okay. And then I'll add somebody else.
Yeah, that's good. My third wheel in this boat... But like wheels happen in boats. The only man, I swear, this dude has been in his bag ever since he was on independent television commentating for Ring of Honor. And it's so unfortunate his career was cut short. And even if he's cleared now, he's so far into his 40s, like he would basically have to have a renaissance to start his career back. I'm going to go with Nigel McGuinness for the third man in my booth.
That's a solid pick. That is a solid pick for the third man in the booth. My third member of the booth, I'm debating whether to make this person the in-ring reporter or the third member of the booth. I'm really torn on that. I also have, I got Samoa Joe that can move around. You know what? Actually, this is going to work perfect because he can pull double duty at some point. I'm going to take Daniel Bryan.
Outstanding pick. In fact, is he taking a COVID vacation right now?
Yes, because he just welcomed another child into the world. So nice. Congratulations
to Daniel Bryan. Let me go ahead and do this the right way here.
One time.
And then we'll do it like... Well, not like that.
Yeah, well, I mean... let him know who the congratulations is from.
I mean, that's how we end the show, but that's what we need to raise that right there.
I like it. Yeah, so Daniel Bryan's done commentary before. He's very knowledgeable, very learned student of the game. So it's kind of like I put together my own version of Bobby Heenan, Mike Tenay, and Tony Giovanni, kind of, sort of.
Straight
up. It's a little different.
Yeah, man. All right, so last but not least, your in-ring reporter.
Renee Young.
Great job. I like Renee. I like Renee a lot.
Because then I can also host, you know, off camera, well, other shows, kind of like Talking Smack.
Right.
I can use her in those situations. But yeah, she's going to show up to work on time. She's going to do her job very well. And she's not going to embarrass me.
I would love to pick Jim Cornette in this position.
I kind of thought that was going to be my legend on the cool.
Yeah.
But you gave me first pick, and I was like, when you said pop a rating, I immediately thought The Rock.
I mean, and it gets no bigger than that outside of WWE, so there's that too. Ever since JoJo has been at home, mothering, doing her thing, her presence has been missed, and I think she would have been a great person backstage. As life happens, you know, things change. Courses change for these people. That said, this person has been put into a position that I figured JoJo would have been in and has taken the ball and ran with it. My in-ring reporter, Charlie Caruso.
I like it.
So there's that, man. We've successfully booked a territory. Built
championship wrestling, bitch.
Extreme Wrestling Authority, ho. You know what I'm saying? That's all about
it. Yeah, ho.
We all about the XWA, fam. You know what I'm saying? You ain't about that life.
You're not at all.
Look, we didn't even plug the show at all.
No, we didn't. Hey, go and give them that now.
Broken Pencil BC on all things social. BrokenPencilBC@gmail.com. Show at BrokenPencilBC.com. Let me hear your draft picks. I mean, naturally, we had to pull, you know, away from each other. But y'all, man, y'all got nothing but time to sit here and build a roster of 15 men, 10 women, 5 tag teams, a commentary team, a legend, and a commissioner, and a partridge in a pear tree. Y'all can do all these things real quick, like the hashtags. You can't write this. Broken Pencil Logic. Mark my words. Fuck Life Shorty. Fuck a casual fan. And with the shit.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So those are your hashtags there. Yeah. We appreciate sitting here with us on this wonderful evening. As we give you
appreciating us.
As we give you the greatest wrestling organization to never happen, Extreme Wrestling Authority.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the GOAT right there. You know what I'm saying? Second is gonna be the Political Status Championship Wrestling. That's gonna be the second greatest of all time.
I don't really wanna get into the ranking right now. You're being undiplomatic. And see, that's the type of thing that doesn't go on a Political Status Championship Wrestling. You don't do that sort of thing.
One thing's for certain, this is how the crowd's going to sound. Just like this. The boos, the cheers, the whole shit. We here for all of it.
Look, we're going to have virtual fans if we can't do nothing else.
We'll talk about that too on future episodes of the BPBC Pro Wrestling Podcast and Radio Show Infused with Hip Hop. On that note, Mr. Burgundy, do me a favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it to the house.
Pencil pushers, heads up, pencils down.
Man, this is barely an hour, and this is still the worst podcast we've ever done in our entire lives, ever.
Bullshit on a fast break.
Adam Silver, come fire us.
The Broken Pencil Booking Company, a pro wrestling podcast infused with hip-hop. Available on all streaming platforms, including TheBeastRadio.com.